pull the mags and start chopping us down. So, you know, for us, you know, we're just going to focus at it one game at a time and worry about wins and losses. And we got, you know, it's a tough challenge coming in here with Baltimore, and they got a pretty good D too. So we're just ready to play, and we'll worry about the number one defense and all that statistics and stuff, you know, after the season, because you're not number one unless you're in the season number one. And right now we're worried about wins and losses. I mean, you know, for me, I wasn't even in the locker room last year, so, you know, it feels good to be talking, period, at this time of the year. But it feels good to be talking about number one and keeping focused and staying focused. And, you know, you like to have that rather than, why is your defense 32nd, you know? But we got to keep things in perspective. Like I say, you're not number one unless you're in the season number one. And we know we got a lot of work ahead of us and still got room to grow, but we're just worried about taking one game at a time and get our number one goal, and that's getting to the playoffs. But we'll take it one game at a time.
Nick, do you feel as refreshed as you would after a bye week right now, or not?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I bought that the hyperbaric chamber from Michael Jackson's estate. They had an auction, and I slept in that the whole week, and I didn't even come out for food or nothing. I kind of just had like space food inside of it. So I mean, I'm real fresh this week. You know, joking. No, I definitely had it clean, and you know, I don't know what's going on, and people said, "Nah, I'm just joking, I'm playing." I'm gonna dig myself a deeper hole right now if I keep going with this.
But I mean, is this like a? Was it like,
yeah,
a buy or not?
You know, it's I felt like it definitely is a buy. Anytime you can get removed from, you know, from the sport, not that you want to be totally removed, but get a little break and you come back with a fresh eye and a fresh everything. You know, it was hard playing two games in however many days that was. I weighed myself after that. I was like, oh, man. But you got to keep in perspective that, you know, those are games are close together, and we had some good rest time, and now we're back to work, you know, grinding it out, going hard. So, yeah, awesome.
I'm impressed by some rookies that played in really patient.
Very impressed. You know, Ted went out and got guys who he thought can if something were to happen to the positions or even guys to step up in starting roles. And we got some young guys that are out there playing good. And I said it last week about their maturity level as the season goes, it's starting to grow. So, you know, there's nothing else you can really say or more to say that you're proud of those guys, and hopefully that they continue to grow and not hit those rookie walls that we all like to say. But
Nick, you were talking about the number one defense. Is that, until you get to the end of December, is that a little bit of a paper champion title, or do you take pride in that?
You know, it definitely feels good, like I say, talking about it, you know, being number one. But for us, you know, it's just a statistic. You know, the main statistic is wins or losses here. And our number one goal is to make sure we get into this postseason, you know, and on fire. But it feels good to talk about it, but we know we got a lot of work ahead of us. And we got to continue to take it one game at a time, one play at a time, and try to improve on ourselves, because we still got room to improve, and I think we can do a great job. We got a lot of talent, a lot of young guys who are hungry here, but we just got to keep doing what we do and get better at it.
And if the season ended today, you'd make the playoffs. So being in control of your playoff destiny, is that a good feeling going into this month?
You know what? I say the best feeling right now is that we're not talking about how we're not going to the playoffs like, you know, last year. I think it's great to be talking about how we, you know, we can control our playoff destiny. But like I said, we're not thinking too far ahead. You know, we got Baltimore coming in here, you know, playing off of a great game, and that's all our focus is right now. And once we get to 10 wins, like I said, we'll start talking about playoffs. You know, when we get to the playoffs, then we can talk about playoffs. But right now, let's just focus on getting these games one at a time.